From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled The Public Reward of Private Prayer, the fourth in this series of studies on the Lord's Prayer. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Covenant Reaches Children. The text is Genesis chapter 17 and verse 7. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. O Lord, Thou hast made a covenant with me, Thy servant, in Christ Jesus my Lord. And now, I beseech Thee, let my children be included in its gracious provisions. Permit me to believe this promise as made to me as well as to Abraham. I know that my children are born in sin and shapen in iniquity, even as those of other men. Therefore I ask nothing on the ground of their birth, for well I know that that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and nothing more. Lord, make them to be born under Thy covenant of grace by Thy Holy Spirit. I pray for my descendants throughout all generations. Be Thou their God, as Thou art mine. My highest honor is that Thou hast permitted me to serve Thee. May my offspring serve Thee in all years to come. O God of Abraham, be the God of his Isaac. O God of Hannah, accept her Samuel. If, Lord, Thou hast favored me in my family, I pray Thee remember other households of Thy people which remain unblessed. Be the God of all the families of Israel. Let not one of those who fear Thy name be tried with a godless and wicked household. For Thy Son Jesus Christ's sake, amen.
Come now and trust. Come.
If anything is obvious in this modern society, it is that people are confused, frightened, and uncertain about the future. Where does one look for the solution to the universal problems of guilt, doubt, and temptation? A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns produced a booklet entitled A New Beginning, which deals with such questions as, how may I have my sins forgiven and my guilt removed? How may I be sure that I possess eternal life and that I am not deluding myself? And how may I enjoy the Christian life and live above constant failure and frustration? Dr. Cairns answers these questions from the Word of God. A New Beginning is for inquirers into the nature of the Christian message of salvation and for Christians desiring to gain a good grasp of the first principles of the gospel. It is useful for both personal use and for group study and discussion. For a free copy of A New Beginning, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A New Beginning, and we'll be happy to provide it. From the text in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, Dr. Cairns is setting forth Christ's instructions for prayer. God knows the heart, and he has no use for empty show in prayer. But to those who come to him with humble and contrite hearts, longing to know true fellowship and communion with him, God enriches their lives with many rewards, including his presence, his peace, and his pardon. It is in the secret place of prayer that God's people really learn the heart of the Lord Jesus, where their lives will truly begin to reflect his grace. Now to continue this message, the public reward for private prayer, here is Dr. Cairns.
God delights and is pleased when his people pray. And he answers prayer in the best way and at the best time. We must be assured. We will see more of this as we study John Knox's great treatise on prayer in the Wednesday night prayer meetings in weeks to come in the will of God. We'll see how much the great prayer warrior of the Scottish Reformation emphasized this. We must be assured that God hears us and answers us when we pray. But we must also be assured that God demands our submission, that he answers in the best way and at the best time. Moses said in Deuteronomy 4:29, "If thou seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." There's no doubt about that. The Lord will hear. The Lord will answer. Sometimes in our folly we're like little children, and we would try to limit God. Well, this is how I see it, and this is the answer that must be, and this is the time that it must be. I have often remarked in my own lifetime, my own experience, that there are times when I have thought, Lord, this is the time that you must do this. It must be now. If it's not now, it's going to be too late. Only to find that it was just the blundering stupidity of an idiot. Because the Lord's timing is best. And when his time did come, I stood back and said, the Lord does all things well. His promise is, according to Psalm 50, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. Last week we read in the 91st Psalm, remember how again the 15th verse assures us that he, and the he here is the same he as verse 1, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and will deliver him and honor him. The Lord answers our prayers. But notice how the Savior puts it. He reward us. What does that tell you? It tells you that his answers will enrich our lives. He will reward you. The word reward is a payment. He'll make a payment to you. Now that opens up a whole variety of things, some of which I have mentioned, and I really don't have time to go into them again today. But take the most simple idea. He'll pay you back for every minute you spend in the secret place. The devil tells you this is a waste of time. And he's a liar, for it's the greatest investment of time that a Christian can ever make. The Lord will pay you back for every minute in the place of prayer. He'll pay you back for every agonizing tear in the place of prayer. He'll pay you back handsomely for every honest petition in the place of prayer. He will reward you. That's the word the Savior uses. And in doing so, he will, through prayer, put us in possession of what we could not otherwise enjoy. Isn't that obvious in the word that he uses? He'll reward you. He'll pay you. He'll enrich you in a way that you could not otherwise have. He'll enrich you as you pray with his presence. There's a lovely verse in Psalm 145:18. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him. The Lord is near them. Sometimes when you're going through life with the burdens of life upon you and the perplexities and the troubles, you feel so isolated, so weak, so alone, so vulnerable. And here is the promise. The Lord says, I'll enrich you. Take time with me. However weak you are, however insufficient you feel, take time with God. And the Lord is near unto all them that call upon Him, that call upon Him in truth. He'll enrich you with His peace. I couldn't tell you the number of times in going to a hospital ward or into a home of suffering or trouble, I have opened the Scriptures at the 34th Psalm. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, delivered me from all my fears. We read, then they looked unto Him, and were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed. What is that saying? Here are people. And the picture is that their countenance is dark. Their face is showing the pain and the agony of trouble and trial and tribulation. On the right hand they look and there's no help. On the left there's no help. They look in as the world tells them to do and there's no help. Then they look unto Him. The beams from the Son of Righteousness shine upon their face. They look unto Him and they were lightened. Bless God. He gives us His peace. He enriches your life with peace. Now let me tell you, that's something money can't buy. There's a famous Hollywood actress and star of stage and screen who has more millions than you and I have dollars. She is everything that this world can possibly give. But she has lived most of her adult life in a compound behind locked gates, high walls. She lives in a turmoil of terror. What use fame and fortune if you don't even know how to live in peace? Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace give I unto you, not as the world giveth. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, the peace my Savior gives, peace I never knew before. He enriches your life with His peace. He does the same with His pardon if we confess our sins. He's speaking to Christians. Here's the Christian in prayer. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And He enriches our life, of course, with His mighty power. There's a lovely verse that we should never forget in Acts 5:32, where Peter says, we are His witnesses, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father hath given to them that ask Him. God hath given the Holy Ghost. And He's speaking now of that particular power of the Holy Ghost that confirms your witness, your word, and your testimony. and overcomes the opposition of the devil and gives you fruit through your ministry. This power of the Holy Spirit, says Peter, God gives to them who ask Him. He enriches our lives with spiritual power. You remember that wonderful picture that John Bunyan paints in his Pilgrim's Progress, where Christian comes into the house of the interpreter? There you have a fire burning, and every effort is being made to douse the fire, but the more effort that is made to pour water on the flame and put it out, the more brightly the flame burns. And Christian wonders, what is the secret, until he goes behind the scene. And there behind the scene, there is a constant supply of oil being poured upon it. There is the picture that we should all covet to have fulfilled in our lives. The constant pouring out of the oil of the Spirit of God upon the fire of our devotion, of our love, and of our spiritual power. And when that happens, it doesn't matter how much water from the devil is poured upon us, how much the devil would seek to douse the flame, his efforts will only make the fire burn the more brightly and hotly. Why? Because God gives the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him. He enriches the lives of His people. So God not only sees our secret life, but He rewards our private prayers. Can I make the point that He rewards us according to our private praying? That's the measure of His blessing. I want you to follow me carefully here. Robert Murray McShane said, "It is not great talent God blesses so much as great likeness to Christ." Now stop and think that one through. It runs contrary to just about everything that the 20th century church imagines to be true. Nowadays, the church is gung-ho after every bit of celebrity and every bit of professional talent it can get. There's a place for talent if it is embodied in likeness to Christ. But if it's not, let it serve the devil, for it has no place in the church of God. It is not great talent God blesses so much as great likeness to Christ. Now, where do you become like Christ? 2 Corinthians 3, "We all with open or unveiled face, beholding as in a glass or mirror the image of the Lord." What is he talking about? He's talking about Christians getting alone with God with this book open and seeing Christ in this book and spending time away from the rush and the madness of the world to see Christ and meditate upon Christ. And as we see Him, he says, we are being transformed into the same image from glory unto glory. This set me thinking, and this is what I thought. In a very real way, it is private communion with God that fits a Christian and gives him the capacity to receive every other blessing. And without private communion with God, God must withhold the blessing, otherwise the very blessing would destroy you. Listen carefully. In 1 Timothy 3, we read verse 6 that a bishop must not be a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Now in verse 1 we're told it's a good thing to be a bishop or an elder of a church. It's a good thing to become an elder. But if a man achieves the office of an elder without having been made capable of exercising that office, Paul says that office may well destroy him. I've seen it happen. I've known churches that have been foolish enough to take people
who were not qualified before God or man to exercise the office of a bishop or a deacon, and it has destroyed them. You see, it's one thing to receive a blessing. It's another thing to be able to use it right, to have the capacity to make it a real blessing. And where do you get that capacity? You get it in the secret place. Let me put it this way. Prayer is not the only thing that God rewards. But every other rewardable service that we can do for God depends on our secret communion with Him. In other words, the secret place is the condition of every reward God ever gives. And when we stop to think of it that way, we will see, when we look at the spiritual state of the church, when we look at the spiritual state of our own lives, when we see our spiritual powerlessness and poverty, these are just a mirror of our prayerlessness. What's the biggest trouble in the church today? That they don't ask. Christians play at praying.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.